to another fallacy video. Today, it's the straw man fallacy. This is when you mischaracterize your opponent's position in an intentionally stupid way to misrepresent their argument. Some examples could include, we should reduce carbon emissions. My opponent wants to leave thousands of Americans unemployed. We should think seriously about the consequences of hate speech. My opponent wants to make it illegal not to use preferred pronouns. Go to any overtly partisan YouTube channel or news website, look at the titles of the videos or the headlines for things, and you'll notice that what it says is going on, what so-and-so said, or what this bill proposes, or a quote, is not at all what was said, but they're either reading into it or just mischaracterizing it. I don't know if this is exactly this, but I seem to see people almost strawmanning themselves, because how many times do we hear, I've heard plenty of people say this kind of thing, my account was banned for me stating my Christian beliefs, when what they were really saying was, we need to kill all the gays. All I did was express my Christian beliefs. No, pro-choice people hate kids and want to abolish the nuclear family. No, they just want to decide what to do with their own bodies. Pro-life people, they just want to control women's bodies. Well, also, no, they think it's murder. You're not allowed to murder people. Nobody defends women who smoke and drink while pregnant as exercising their bodily autonomy. It's not controlling your body to make those things illegal. Now, I don't agree with their position, but you know, you don't get to tell them that it's not a moral issue for them. I totally agree. The uterus has been viewed and treated as more of a factory than personal property historically, going back almost forever. But you really can't find pro-life arguments that aren't framed as moral arguments surrounding the rights of the unborn child. Some other infamous arguments I've heard before was the Big Bang. That was when two molecules rubbed together.
I do not think like two molecules rubbed together and now we have everything we have when you look out your window.
That's not the Big Bang theory. I guarantee you have no clue what the Big Bang is.
It is. You guys think some kind of rocks or whatever came down and started forming.
Oh my God, you're dumber than I thought! And I thought you were really dumb! To be an atheist means you must believe that something can come from nothing. It's very, very important to never let your opponent tell the audience what you believe. If this ever happens to you, it's useful to point out to the audience how telling it is that your opponent can't argue their own position. All they can do is try to boogeyman you. They want open borders so they can ship in illegals to vote for them and keep them in power. Of course, Kent Hovind is the king of the straw man fallacy. When did an amoeba turn into a human being? You believe a dot of nothing exploded and then life came from a rock. My name is Kent Hovind. The straw man fallacy is extremely effective for the same reasons that the ad hominem attack is effective. A debate is you versus the other person. And the straw man argument undermines your opponent and it reinforces stereotypes people have against your opponent, creating a false sense of dominance in a debate. This is how almost every single political debate goes. Nobody says what they're going to do, just how bad the other person is. This is also how a lot of debates I have go. Atheism means you can't say the Nazis were wrong. The theist just somehow doesn't understand that if God told the Nazis to do it, they wouldn't be able to say it was wrong either. The thought just never crosses their mind. Evolution can't explain blank. Kent Hovind didn't give a single reason in either debate I had with him to believe what his claims were. He tried to say evolution is false by strawmanning it. Some people cry wolf about the strawman argument. You listen to somebody like Jordan Peterson, for example, ramble incoherently for 10 hours straight about, do you think that God exists or that Jesus actually did resurrect? And he's giving you a complete nonsense answer because he can't afford to say what he really thinks because maybe he would lose subscribers or something. I don't really know why he does that. When Sam Harris and Jordan Peterson had that debate, Sam Harris very effectively undressed. Is that the right way to say that? I don't know. Jordan Peterson's stances and positions on these. And Jordan Peterson did everything he could to, without saying anything in particular, say a million words to dance around it. When, no, actually, what you're doing is a complex version of what you really believe in. So I'm not strawmanning you when I say, no, what you're saying is blank. Hope you enjoyed that. Next time, we are covering the slippery slope argument.